Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Welcome to Stuck, Time to Improv. I'm Mary Scott with Business Riff, and I want startups to be wildly successful. So let's talk with an expert on some real early stage stuff to concentrate on when you are a startup. Thank you for coming, Alfredo Matthew III from SPC1.
Thank you, Mary. Wonderful to be here.
So let's start. What are some things that startups really need to concentrate on when they're brand new?
Well, there's a lot to focus on when everything is brand new. But if you do not have customers, if you do not have revenue, that is a pretty important one. And I know that we all have this idea that going after and, you know, getting investment and capital access is the number one thing, because you need capital in order to create a successful business. Before anyone is going to give you capital, they want to see, are you personally invested and do you have traction? And until you have left your 9-to-5, until you are fully committed to doing this, it's going to be pretty difficult to get other people to invest before you do. So you have to commit to your business. You got to be working on it full time. And in order for you to be working on it full time, you're going to have to put on in sweat equity, or you're going to have to generate revenue that can pay for your lifestyle. So unless you have been taking money from your job and putting in your pocket and you have this nest egg and you're saying, hey, I've got 6 to 18 months of runway, or, you know, you're taking out a loan from your own home, or you're getting early friends and family, you're getting your mom, your cousins, other people to give you money so that you can have runway to work on your idea and build your team. That's what it takes. I don't imagine it's very easy to work 9-to-5, be fully committed, say I'm doing this thing on the side, now give me $100,000, $500,000 for 5 or 10% of my business.
Yeah, you have to have proof of concept. And what are some ways for startups to find those new customers? How do you know where they are? And what kinds of messages do you need to present in order to get those first customers?
It takes starting small, right? In my businesses over the last 6 years, right? So I was an educator for a long time. I did nonprofit work, and I did business development on the nonprofit side as a business owner. Is obviously very different. You're working for yourself. You cannot be afraid to let people know what your services are, and you got to have the right price point. You probably don't have the right price point in the beginning, so you're going to have some trial and error, and you might do some work that is below market rate. So you're going to sell something, and you might not make very much money on it, whether it's a product or a service, but you need to get validation from your customer. So you got to get into the market. You got to be offering products and services, and then you see, is there demand? I've oftentimes, I take a client, I take a customer, I go under market rate, and then I say, for this next body of work, this is what the cost is, or this is what the opportunity is, and you have to upsell. So you can't just have one product or service. You need to have a tier of products and services, and you need to be able to build your clients from a small contract to a medium-sized contract to a larger contract. And I've done that many, many times. You got to start at the 5, 15K, 25K, get to the 2,500K, then from that to the 250 to 300K, then up to the 500K. And you, no one is going to give you a 500K contract when you have less than 100K in revenue.
And getting those early customers has to do with beta testing. And you can be beta testing prices. You can talk to folks who are also in your same space to find out what they charge for things and understand what a ballpark range might be. You need to listen to your customers. If you think you're solving a major problem for them, all well and good, but if they think their major problem is something different, you need to listen and potentially pivot what you're offering.
Yes, you definitely need to pivot, because unless you might not be talking to the right people. They might not have budget, right? Like, you basically have to put yourself out there, get a contract. If you're not being paid for the work that you're doing, if people are not paying for your product, you don't know if you have a market. So you need to get paid for the product or the service that you're providing, and then you need to manage your costs, and you need to understand, what your break-even units are, and you need to ultimately figure out how long is it going to take me to get to profitability.
Right. So ultimately, it comes down to making sure that you validated your idea by finding out whether or not it's something that people need and whether or not it's something they are willing to pay for. Validate your idea, right? And then once you've got some revenue, then you're in a position to actually talk to more investors. Or you're in a position to invest more in your company yourself, you like reinvest your profits to get more customers, because ultimately it's about revenue, right?
It is about revenue. And I think a lot of businesses can get to that, well, not a lot, not enough businesses get to that $1 million in revenue. And then it's really about profitability. So you got to get the business off the ground, and you got to generate revenue. And it's expensive to hire a team and to get efficiencies and build out things. And then there really is a chasm between $2 million and $5 million of revenue. There's a real chasm. Not all business owners make it over that chasm. Net profitability is incredibly important. You can create a $1 million, multi-million dollar business, but if you're not creating 10 to 15% of net profitability, you don't really have a business. Your business is not valuable until it has, until someone could acquire it. And there's value in the business beyond you and your labor. And so I think a lot of business owners get started, they have big ideas, boom, but they don't figure out how to actually make the business profitable and worth something to someone else. And
Right.
that's ultimately where you're going to go if you're going to be successful.
And you should remember to pay yourself.
Well, if you're not paying yourself, then you don't really know what your actual profitability is. So it's like you yourself have to be paid, and then you know whether you're making money or losing money. You're employee number one, but hopefully you're not the last employee, because, right, of the 33 million businesses in America, 28 million are sole proprietors. And most business owners, right, obviously, are self-employed. So you're a business owner, but you're really self-employed. If you don't work, the business doesn't make money. And so getting to an employer enterprise, an employee enterprise, is where value is really created.
Yeah, absolutely good advice. Thank you for coming, Alfredo Matthew III from SPCC One, right?
Yes. Share Prosperity Community Corporation One.
Great. Thank you very much. And I'm Mary Scott with Business Riff. I want startups to be wildly successful. And one of the best things you can do to accomplish that is book a call with me at businessriff.com and join us again next time for Stuck Time to Improv.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.